Radiophrenia, the light at the end of the dial.
Welcome to Radiophrenia Redux, a programme presenting selections from the Radiophrenia archives. These works were originally aired during our second season of broadcasts in 2016. In the second half of the programme, you'll hear Aerial Holding Hands by Katrina Shaw. But first, we present Signalman by Sarah Anglis. Embracing and updating the radiophonic tradition, this is a spatialised sound poem inspired by The Signalman, Charles Dickens' ghost tale for the industrial age. In this fractured retelling, Anglis plays with psychoacoustics and liminal sounds to conjure spectral resonances, ghostly cries, and the gloom and dampness of a deep railway cutting. As sounds and music unfold, an isolated signalman becomes all too aware of a future horror he can do nothing to undo. This piece was created in collaboration with vocal artist Colin Utley. For maximum spatial effect, please listen with headphones.
Propagation of sound. How is sound carried to the ear which hears it? What is the invisible bridge by which it travels? A light and elastic fluid
surrounds us on every hand. The winds show us that it can produce the most powerful mechanical effects. Every commotion at once disturbs this fluid, and it is felt
at a considerable distance from its starting point. ...1925 Express, entering section. 1925 Express. Train leaving section.
T-E-L-E-G-R-A-P-H. Telegraph.
In England and America, they're trying many different means of warning vessels at sea.
And lighthouses are invisible through fog. The common method is a bell.
Lighthouses. The common method is a bell. The common method is a bell. The common method is a bell.
There is no sound without air. I-N-T-U-I-T-I-O-N. Intuition. P-R-E-C-I-P-I-T-O-U-S. Precipitous. S-E-N-S-A-T-I-O-N. Sensation. M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T. Manifest. An ear to the ground can hear the report of a cannon at 25 miles, just as the trampling of horses' feet is audible from great distance. When horsemen pass, even at some distance, pebbles are seen to move about. S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C. Sympathetic.
call the other boxes. An alarm. Yes. An alarm's been given. Anything wrong? All's well. All's well. Dear sir, I wish to draw your attention to certain occurrences. It came back a week ago. Ever since, it has been there at the danger light. It shouts, "For God's sake, clear the way." I have no peace or rest from it. It calls to me for many minutes together in an agonized manner. Below there, look out, look out. It stands waving at me. It rings the bell. It rang yesterday evening. I went twice to the door. It was there. By this time, you will fully understand, sir, that what troubles me so dreadfully is the question: what does it mean?
In the Cornish mines, they excavate far out to sea, and there, at this great depth, the noise of the waves and even the rushing murmur of the shingle can be heard. Divers underwater can hear sounds at the surface. What is the exact time that sound must take to travel a certain distance? The axe of the woodcutter will have struck a second blow before the sound of the first is heard at 600 paces. V I S I T A T I O N Visitation.
What do you want?
The bony parts of the head carry sound to the ear. If one person strikes a wall, another can hear the noise by placing his ear on the opposite side. R E P E T I C I O N Repetition.
Appearance.
Locomotive. Look out! Look out!
S-I-G-N-A-L-M-A-N. Signalman.
That was Signalman by Sarah Anglis. The voiceover artists were Colin Utley, the adult, and Nicholas Gowing, the child. Next, we present Ariel Holding Hands. Prior to the internet, the artist Katrina Shaw grew up on a Scottish island feeling deprived of many things. Popular radio was broadcast on both AM and FM, but due to harsh weather conditions, inconvenient landscapes, and general far awayness, signals often experienced interference or were limited. At midnight, the music she listened to on the crackly but more reliable AM would be interrupted halfway through by a jolly male voice, repeating a warning that broadcasting on this frequency would, due to a government decision, be phased out altogether to be replaced by better, more modern FM. Night after night, she lay in contorted positions in bed, holding onto a wire aerial so she could receive and cling onto a mangled FM signal, all in a desperate battle to preserve her grasp on the here and now of mainstream pop and contemporary late-night chatter. This is an experimental narrative that attempts to reenact Shaw's experience as a radio listener and consolidate two opposing characters, the slick hiss of FM and the dull thud of AM. Originally a split broadcast with a different channel on the FM broadcast and the internet stream, this presentation is a special mix of the two split across the left and right channels. Please listen in stereo. Destruction waiting for a sign.
the switch, the aerial, and the nuisance. Once upon some time very ago, there lived and still does a young lady clinging onto sound for dear life, for meaning, for dear meaning, and for dance, for dear dance, for fear of losing her step. A puny aerial, folded, hanging, dangling, extruding, like one of those annoying ribbons on the shoulders of women's tops made for hangers, protruding, not cumbersome, but there and there and there and here. Despite all attempts to wrap it up, tuck it under, fold away, flip, it always resurfaces, tangled with the electric cord. This measly wire sheathed in white plastic was her ticket. Every night at midnight, the young lady would contort her figure, laying down in her bed, head on her pillow, face turned to the right, listening, listening, sure that any movement that she might make would tangle the sound, cause a nuisance, bring interference in the pleasure of her listening. She kept the sound steady, she kept her hand steady, she didn't move her body. She got a cramp in her arm, she got a cramp in her leg, she got a crick in her neck. She didn't let go. I'll make you a maker. I'll force you to contort your frame, your posture. Listen to me. Listen to me closely now. I have clarity, vision. I am your digital metamorphosis, your Gucci, your enhanced listening, your enhanced listening. Better difference to the way things are and were. Forget the other one. This one's me. Hear me with my silky shine, my sparkling hiss, my pronounced cross T. I'll wash the other out and obsolete. I'll wash away. I'll wash it away. I have clarity, vision. I am your good chew. Listen to me closely now.
Wanted you to become how I was when you weren't yourself. How come you changed your ways? How come? I watched your wayward walk back and waited till you walked on back to where I was. How come you were different? I stayed the same. How come? You are the way you are, and I am the way I am. How come you're not the way you are, and I still was the way? How come you're not the way I was, the way I wanted you to become? How I was when you weren't yourself. How come you changed your ways? I watched your wayward walk back and waited till you walked on back to where I was. How come you were different? I stayed the same. How come? How come you are the way you are, and I am the way and I am? How come you're not the way you were when I was still the way I am? How come you're not the way I was, the way I wanted you to become? When you weren't yourself, how come you changed your ways? How come? I watched your wayward walk back and waited till you walked on back to where I was. How come you were different? I stayed the same. How come? You are the way you are, and I am the way I am. How come you're not the way you were when I still was the way? How come you're not the way I was, the way I wanted you to become? How I was when you weren't yourself. How come you changed your ways? How come? I watched your wayward walk back and waited till you walked on back to where I was. How come you were different? I stayed the same. How come?
Stop talking so much. Everyone thinks I talk too much, but they don't say so, but I know. I can't sleep at night. Kilohertz, not blocked by buildings and hills. You long tall Sally, I travel the curvature of the earth. Sky wave, ground wave, I'm advanced. I chart my territories with blind confidence. But I'm being phased out in Berlin last year. A 67-year-old, 160-meter high mast. Increasing interference, but some people think I'm made of magic. Spaced every 9 kilometers, not blocked by buildings and hills. I travel the curvature of the earth. Sky wave, ground wave, I'm advanced. I chart my territories with blind confidence. Some people think I'm made of magic. 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 Some people think I'm made of magic.
Begun, and I am yet to achieve things that have taken any concrete form. It's somewhat a shame. The next nightmare of Sunday afternoon wanderers. Back on the road and a new bench later, what do I notice? a megaphone, or mechanical commands triggered from afar. A virtual hug and the memory of an event embodied by photos and recordings. All forms of unseen presence, so to speak. A parallel embodiment which deposits us, the present, the attendance, with an aspect or reminder of something that once was there and is now immortal, frozen in loop, present forever, yet still not there. The most obvious form is the documentation in form of photos. We cherish documents of our past, events we have participated in actively, or those which we have passively experienced on our way about town or elsewhere. We also have the capacity to cherish the documents made by others, taken at a time we didn't even exist. Images that transmit an emotion, a transmission of a message, personal feelings felt by the masses, felt personally, emotionally. They belong to us even though we were not there. We can identify with them and perhaps feel so strongly about them that we are able to place ourselves inside the event. I am clarity. I can't believe it. Every time I come back to this place, I feel uninspired. It's like it is a vacuum cleaner, just sucking out all the motivation and excitement from our system. Deep shag pile. Fucking joke. Now I don't even know if there's a possibility of getting out of here. I'm in a dead end fuck of a job where some fat prick thinks he can push me about and tell me constantly what I should be doing. Things he could be doing for himself. Chunk of lard. The job is having mal effects on my body. Let's face facts. I'm unhappy. This state of mind is ridiculous, but I can't help it. It started out here all wrong. Nobody tells me what's up. Nobody calls me to tell me what's up. But I want to go. Scheißdreck. Does anybody give a proper shit? They're not here. I don't smile as much as I used to. I have sadness lines at the side of my mouth. I don't care if it's a private party. It's 9:56 at night and I'm already ready for the party. And I don't care whose party it is. Why don't I do stuff? God knows, there's a hell of a lot to be done. When do I have time to start, huh? I can't sleep at night. I can't sleep at night. Oh.
You've been listening to Ariel Holding Hands by Katrina Shaw, and before that, Signalman by Sarah Anglis. Both works were Radiophrenia commissions supported by Creative Scotland. For more details on our activities, visit our website at www.radiophrenia.scot.